The Architect and Darling right here on The Pulse with Daryl and Hanif. Right now, we're going to be giving you our quick fire, a new segment we like to call...
By the way, it's been a very challenging time around the world. Apart from facing the pandemic, the world is also vocally protesting against the injustice that's facing the black community. The Black Lives Matter movement is still ongoing, and one aspect of it that we can look at is how music has been used as a driving force behind the protests, right? So on streaming platforms, a lot of songs that are associated with protests and injustice are gaining a huge surge. For example, an iconic tune by NWA called F the Police have seen an increase of 272% 5 days after George Floyd's death, while Kendrick Lamar's All Right saw an increase of 71%.
On Spotify.
Yeah,
on all streaming platforms.
Yeah, that shows how, I guess, songs like this can have an impact on I guess, being a motivator for you to sort of like go out and protest,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. For sure.
More importantly, NWA's F the Police was also used by hacker group Anonymous when they hijacked Chicago police radio during the protest. Even during the protests across America and the world, a lot of other songs and anthems were used to amplify their voices. Bill Withers' Lean On Me was heard during the protest in Washington. Kendrick Lamar's All Right, again, was sung in Auckland, New Zealand. And also Bob Marley's Get Up, Stand Up in New York, on top of a lot of dance parties to commemorate peaceful protests around the world.
I've even seen a group doing La Macarena.
Yeah.
That was pretty interesting.
Yeah, so I mean, as much as we always see or think of, I guess, these protests as being violent, there are also a lot of, you know, peaceful protests that are utilizing music to show that, I mean, protests can be peaceful, right?
Yeah.
And music is one of the ways to sort of like communicate your message as well. So the importance of music in situations like this can never be underestimated. Sometimes works of art can be largely symbolic, and like I said earlier, the driving force behind movements, including protests.
All right, following up with that, by the way, rapper Kanye West, who Forbes recently announced as the highest paid musician of 2020, he has made a $2 million donation to support families of George Floyd, Ahmaud Arbery, and Breonna Taylor. Among the promises made, he will cover fully the college tuition for Gianna Floyd, the 6-year-old daughter of George Floyd. This, of course, like you mentioned, just 10 seconds ago, in wake of the mass protests around the US, he has also donated to multiple black-owned businesses across the country, including his hometown of Chicago. I guess why I'm highlighting this is because there was lots of criticism given to, you know, athletes, musicians, you know, people with a platform, celebrities, for lack of a better word, who choose to, you know, stay silent, even a week after the incident, without putting out any statement. So, you know, big ups to Kanye West, who also received lots of criticism for not saying anything. But silently, behind the scenes, he has been putting his money where his mouth is and donating money behind the scenes. So big ups to Kanye West.
On a different note, some updates on music festivals across the world. Well, of course, one of the biggest ones I think people are looking forward to is Coachella. It was supposed to be held last April, but it was pushed back to October. And it's now going to be pushed back again to 2021. This is despite most countries slowly relaxing their versions of lockdowns or the MCO. Coachella's parent company, AEG, has been laying off staff and cutting salaries to cope with the pandemic. And according to them, pushing the date of the festival is a necessary move, admitting that, quote, while the world is slowly reopening, our industry will reopen later and more slowly than most. Another festival that bites the dust this year is Lollapalooza. They've decided to cancel the festival, but it's going to be replaced with a weekend-long live stream on the 30th of July to 2nd of August. The live stream will include live music and never-before-seen archival footage, with the full lineup scheduled to be announced soon. And speaking of lineups, Primavera Sound, another major music festival, has announced their lineup for next year's festival. The event is scheduled to take place early June and will feature household names including Tame Impala, The Strokes, The National, Doja Cat, King Gizzard and Lizard Wizard, and many more.
On a very, very different note, this lockdown also has seen many hidden talents. I don't know about you, but I've seen my friends who hasn't cooked before cook, my friends who haven't baked before bake. Lots of new musicians also are taking time at home to hone their craft. And a surprising news, the Dalai Lama has announced an album, not a random psychedelic band called The Dalai Lama, but the actual Dalai Lama. Inner World is the name of the album, and one that mixes mantras and chants with newly composed music. It's going to drop on July the 6th to coincide with the spiritual leader's 85th birthday. How this album came about is pretty interesting. An album that arose out of a passion project from Junielle Kunin, who is a practicing Buddhist in New Zealand. She met with the Dalai Lama, recorded new conversations with him, and then brought it home. Her husband Abraham worked on the music to finish the album. They worked on it over the last 5 years. Inner World is set to feature 11 tracks and contributions from other musicians, including sitar player Anushka Shankar, daughter of Ravi Shankar.
Wow, I don't name that.
Exactly. I don't care what else drops this year, but this will definitely be the hottest album of 2020 for sure. And the right time as well, right? We all need some kind of spiritual music.
Yes, like I was just about to say that.
So here's a taste of it right here on The Pulse. This is a single released ahead of time. This is Dalai Lama and Compassion right here on The Pulse. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.